From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Ryan Famuliner. Terry and Tony DeWeese are identical twins and have spent their entire lives together. Once they graduate from Hallsville High School, Tony and Terry will be apart for the first time in their lives. Terry will enlist in the U.S. Marine Corps and attend basic training at Camp Pendleton in June, and Tony will attend college in Kansas. Tony has cerebral palsy, preventing him from enlisting with his brother. Producer Stuart Pauley and Emily Kaiser bring us this story as part of KBIA and the Columbia Missourians' My Life, My Town project.
Carry the land that's born to be king.
We were born 5 seconds apart because my mom had a C-section when we were born. They thought I was dead, and then my brother was being strangled. That's why he's got his the CP that he has, because of the lack of oxygen that goes to his brain.
It has to do with my brain telling my body when to tighten up and when not to, and most of the time my body just stays tight. If I don't work out enough, then I actually lose muscle mass. My brother is going to California to become a Marine.
It's going to be hard to whenever we graduate, because I'm going to be leaving the person that's known me for most of my life, and I've known him.
The main reason I decided to be a manager for the football team was actually to spend time with my brother. And he's leaving on June 4th, which is 15 days right after we graduate. So I thought I might as well get as much time with him as I possibly could.
We like to do drama and speech and debate team. And
for the last musical, me and Terry got to be brothers like we originally are, so it made it fun and easy, and we really got to get into character. In biology, both of us know parts, but both of us know different parts. So it's easier if I got Terry there to say, hey, I need help with this. Can you just come over and help me? Sometimes we'll like understand each other by just our facial expressions, and it would definitely be different if Terry wasn't there. I wouldn't have no one to help me out with a lot of stuff.
Everyone grows up at some point in time, so we have to learn to be able to be apart from each other. The thing I'm going to probably miss is going to be able to tell him the things that's going on. If I'm like upset or scared or something like that, or very excited or something, I won't be able to tell him because I'll be like thousands of miles away. And so that's why we're trying to spend the last little bit of time we have left with each other before I leave.
I think it'll be good for me and Terry to finally go our separate ways after like 18 years of staying together, kind of see life in our own way. And finally learn what we are supposed to do, like we as one person and not as us together.
Stay tuned to KBIA to hear more stories like Terry and Tony's in the coming weeks. You can also visit MyLifeMyTown.org, where you can watch more than a dozen short documentaries on teenagers in rural areas. From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.